Well, Rick, after spending 13 months in Vietnam, what's your general impression of the country itself and the people?
Well, the country was, let's say, it was beautiful. I imagine it was before they bombed it. And they bombed it so much now, it'll probably never, nothing would ever even grow there. And downtown Saigon is about the nicest place I've ever seen. Cameron Bay is a beautiful beach. You know, would be a beautiful beach resort, you know, if it wasn't a military thing. But the people, they were poor. They farmed rice. They lived in shacks. Some lived in shacks. Some lived made out of cardboard boxes and smashed tin cans nailed together. And the people, it's hard to give you an idea of what I think of the people, because imagine there were some people. Yeah, you know, they really hate. I know there's a lot of Vietnamese that hated Americans, and there's a lot of people that liked us being there. And I think during the last few years of the war, I imagine there was a lot of people that wish we were gone. You know, it was just like I don't know. I feel like they're finally at rest now. You know, they're just being mellowed. They're just done fighting, and that's it. No matter what it is.
You're talking about now.
Yeah, because after 35 years of war. It'd be nice just to go to sleep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just like working all day and tired and just wanting to lay down. That's just the way. Well, I hate to say it, but I think it's about the nicest thing that ever gonna happen to that country. Just let them take them over, stop them from fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But the country, the outskirts of Saigon, like our outskirts of town, are really beautiful compared to our downtown in some cities. But their downtown is beautiful when their outsides are. Like on the outskirts of Saigon, where the fish markets are, I mean, there's places there where you go by, you actually throw up. How bad it stinks. And they have one river going through there. I forget what the name of it is, but it looks like it's full of oil. It's just black, and their houses are built on top of it. And I've been to a few of the homes in downtown, a few of the bars downtown Saigon, and there's scrubby, and they cheated an American serviceman. They charged him $1.80 for a can of his own beer. It was made in the United States, and the black market got a whole, like a pallet of beer cost you $250, and like that was, I would have been able to sell it, which I didn't do. I've been able to sell it for $600 and make that much profit on a black market. And the people they'll screw you, they'll kill you, they can be very nice to you, they can love you, they can, you know, just so many different type of people, just like here, but they're out to make a buck, because they don't have it, see, we got it, mm-hmm. And they figure they'd take us for it. You know, imagine if we were in their prices, we'd do the same thing, you know. Yeah, it's just that they've been going through this so long that they just have to live that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you imagine 35 years ago, the guys that are 25 years old and 30 years old, that's all they ever seen, you know, nothing but war.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they going to act? And they can't be actually normal, because what's normal to them? War.
Yeah. Would you, if another war ever broke out there, or if the Americans ever got involved again, could you go back there? Would you go back?
If I was drafted, sure I would.
You would?
I wouldn't stop.
Because you believe that. What is it that would make you go back?
If they wanted me back, I'd go. If the Vietnamese people wanted me back, I'd go. I really would. And I wouldn't take them. I wouldn't take an artillery job. I wouldn't take a desk job. I'd want to be there to stop somebody from doing something that they're not supposed to be doing to somebody else.
In other words, you feel that being in the artillery and doing the things you did over there, you really didn't contribute that much?
Yeah. I know I did, but personally, I don't think I. Like I said, I didn't kill nobody. But if those people actually, if they took a vote and wanted us back, I'd go over and I'd fight for them. I really wouldn't. I shouldn't, I don't know if I should think that way or not. That's the way I think, and people think different things, so.
Mm-hmm. Would you go as a tourist?
Sure.
Would you like to go back?
I would love to. Yeah. I really would love to.
What areas?
Same area I was in.
The one you were in?
Saigon, about 10 to 20 miles north. What I know, what I, you know, what mm-hmm. I've seen before, what I can see what it is now, and probably never be able to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is there anybody from your experience over there that stands out in your mind that you would think in the future is a memorable character?
Well, we had this one hooch girl. A nice girl. I mean, not to have a, I mean, the type of girl you wouldn't even want to mess with. Just a nice, friendly girl that she'd come in and she'd talk to you. But me and her got along real well. I mean, I never met any passes at her or anything like that. Just a nice girl. She lived down the road from the camp there, and she would try to. She spoke very little English, but you can understand her. And she wanted us there. You know, she didn't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want comedies or anything like that, and I'd go and I'd buy stuff for her, you know, and if in order for her to take it home, and I had to write out a note and say she can take the stuff home, you know, just candy and a little bit of cosmetics and stuff like that, and I never had, probably never would have, you know, but she was a real nice girl, and I really felt sorry for her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to say goodbye to her when I left. Because I, you know, I left in kind of a hurry and they weren't there in camp yet, so. But that's about the only one.
Yeah. What's your opinion of what's been happening lately, you know, with the takeover, communist takeover? How do you feel about that, having served there and taking the risks that you did?
All right, I feel this way. Say you worked real hard to build something for your kids, you know, say a little house, a little tree house, or even a bicycle or a wooden wagon or something that you worked real hard on, these kids wanted real bad, and somebody came up to you and they're up to the kids and they took it. And there's no way in hell you can get it back. Nobody can help you get it back. The law, and you just stand there and he has it. You know, the law won't help you. Just the way I feel, you know. They, just like something took something away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't nothing I can do about it. I cried when I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. I really felt bad. I really felt bad for the two kids I went to high school with and one kid I was in the service with. Both of them died for nothing. All three of them died for nothing. Larry Wagner and Dave Potain, two kids I went to high school with, and Rick Bush, the one who was in Vietnam, was there for 3 years. They died for nothing. They were two closest friends. They died for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, we can't do nothing about it. We should have did something about it. We shouldn't have done it. We should have gave them the money.
Mm-hmm.
The help, you know, or even stay there, not get out. Or stuck up for promises that we would help them in case the North Vietnamese would start again. I guess President Nixon signed a paper stating that he would help me or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We should have did it. We shouldn't have let them down like that. We really shouldn't have. I mean, you invest so much in so many lives and you just leave it.
Yeah.
I don't see where that's fair. Maybe the people over there wanted us out. I mean, it'd be nice to take a vote and see how many that wanted us there and how many didn't want us there, and how many want us to come back and how many don't want us to come back. And then go from there. But there ain't no way we can take that now.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine a few months ago we could have. You know, but as soon as that two gave up that first province, he was down here all the way. And I kind of blame him. He shouldn't have given up nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have given up a thing.
You think that there's a lot. Were you aware at the time you were there of all the politics that was being played with the war?
Sure, it all was political.
Did you realize that at the time that you were there?
Before I went, I didn't, but when I got there, I did.
Yeah.
I figured it was just something. It was money making. I figured it was politics and the bankers.
Because
the bankers control the money. And the bankers invest money. What better place to invest in a war? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody gets their pockets full, and somebody gets voted in.
That's the only way to...
I figured that's all it was.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you can think of at this point that you'd like to add that we may not have covered?
Yeah, so shouldn't be. I just don't feel that we should give up like that. That people take things that don't belong to them, regardless of this. I mean, if the people like the Vietnam wanted communism, let them have it. If the majority don't, why should we let them do that? I'm starting to believe in that domino theory myself. You know, they're all gone right down the line. Mm-hmm. And I do believe it's going to hit on our door one of these days. It already has, actually. And people don't... And I talked to many guys in the service, well, this is a bunch of baloney. They're going to attack us. Well, Japan did it. Yeah. They attacked us. I mean, just because it's a little country doesn't mean they can do something. Look how many men they killed. It's just that... it's going to be here one of these days. It's going to be, you know... And I bet you I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it come.
I think in your lifetime, you're going to have to face it.
Sure. I mean, they look at it. They took South Vietnam, they took Cambodia and Laos, and how long? A couple months.
Yeah.
That's three countries. Thailand and Burma's next. And South Korea, I bet you. And this is the way it's going. They're all going to go. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Or there is plenty you can do about it, but just the idea that people are getting so disgusted with it now, they don't want to fight. They're going to have to. Mm-hmm. We're either going to fight over there or fight it right in their yard. You know? And I didn't think that it would never thought of that ever happening. You know, that, you know, how can hell could they have a war like that here? But it's going to happen. It really is. It's going to start somewhere small, some other place of ours, like the Philippines. They're going to go in there and tamper with that. And you have like this clown in a written paper that they'd given secret information to the Soviets. And all they do to him is put him in jail for 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. They just strung that guy up. 44-year-old career Air Force sergeant or something like that. Hey, when you're in the service to protect your country, protect it. Don't fool around with it.
Mm-hmm. How'd you feel about the retaking of the Mayaguez? Do you think we handled it right?
Yeah, but not the cost. I mean, how many guys don't even know now? How long has it been? Don't even know how many guys are gone. 14, 15, 3 dead, 5 dead, 1 dead. They're so goddamn confused, they make me sick. Yeah, I think we should have did it that way. I mean, I'm glad he tried other ways first, but if that's the only way he can have done it, then hey, it's ours.
Yeah.
Don't let that happen to us, you know, but I don't want to get slapped in the face no more by countries that think they can just push us around now because we backed out of one war. Mm-hmm. I don't like killing, I don't like violence, or anything like that, but you got to stick up for what's yours. If you don't, you might as well not even have to begin with.
It would be first time you back down.
Sure, they slapped us right in the face with that shit, and that's just what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. They figured, well, we want to get involved with Cambodia, but we showed them, but we shouldn't have did it like that.
Did you have any experience with Cambodians when you were over there?
What is it? Cambodian refugees.
Yeah.
Well, they're working for the American government. There's hooch book and stuff like that. Yeah. That's all.
You didn't gain any information from them as far as how they felt about Americans? Or?
Most of the people who worked on the camp couldn't speak English. And the ones that did speak English had something to do with the military anyway, so you never know. The average soldier would never know.
Well, I'd like to thank you for the interview.
I wish there was more to tell you.
Well, if you think of anything else, you can always let me know, or when you get the
the
transcript, or you can add to it if you want.
Just have about something like that. You feel hurt, you know. You really feel hurt down deep inside. I felt sick for about a whole week. You know, I really. Was miserable, grouchy, you know, stuff like that. Stuff like this.
Okay. Okay, that'll mark the end of the interview.